This is Alive with Joseph.
So let's get into scriptures this morning. Let's begin from Hebrews 11, verse 33 to 35. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrath, righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Amen. We're looking at what I titled this one. I'll lay the foundation, then I'll finish it off next week. What I titled, Faith for New Realms. Faith for New Realms. What are realms? Realms are the frequency from which activity is projected to become your earthly reality. There are different realms that God expects you and I to dominate and subdue by light and by faith. Number one realm is the realms of the spirit. God expects us to subdue the celestial realm. You were designed by God to control that realm. The realm of the spirit also comprises of good and bad spirits. In the realms of the spirit, you'll find angels there, you'll find demons there. So the realms of the spirit comprises of good and bad spirit, and God expects you and I to dominate that realm because we have been designed by God to control that realm. Understand that God created you as a spirit being first, then gave you an earth suit so that you can function as a double agent. The reason he gave you an earth suit is so that you can be able to function here on the earth. But your original being is spirit. You're a spirit being that is wearing an earth suit. The next realm is the realm of your own human spirit. The realms of your own spirit. The realms of your own spirit. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. God expects you to control the realm of your own spirit. God expects you to control that realm, to dominate that realm. That realm speaks of, you know, self-control. God expects you to be able to control your realm, your own spirit. The Bible says anyone that cannot control their own spirit is like a city with a broken down wall. It's like a city with a broken down wall. Number three is the realm of man. If you don't subdue this realm, there are certain levels of glory and honor you will not be able to manifest. There are certain levels of glory and honor you will not manifest if you do not control the realms of men. Number four is the earth realm. The earth realm, God expects us to dominate it. Then number five is the realms of wealth. This is a realm where you are dominating in the marketplace. This is a realm where your skill and services is dominating and taking charge. It's a realm where, you know, the portions of the wealth locked up in the earth is made to find its way into your life and also find expression in your life. So understand that the realms of the spirit is the custodian of all other realms. If you can subdue that realm, when you will be able to bring every other realm into captivity. If you can subdue that realm, understand as well, your heavenly father is in that realm. Your heavenly father is in the realms of the spirit. The Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and anyone that must interface with God, anyone that must fraternize with God, anyone that must relate with God, he must come through the portals of the spirit realm. Anyone that must relate with God, interface with God, must come through the portals of the spirit realm. So the realms of the spirit controls the realms of the earth. The realms of the spirit controls the world realm. It controls, you know, the realms of your own spirit. The realms of the spirit controls the earth realm. If you fail to control that realm, you become a victim in every other realm. If you fail to dominate in the realms of the spirit, you become a victim in every other realm. It is a realm where you conclude before you start here on the earth. It is a realm where we initiate before we activate here on the earth. It is a realm where we initiate before we activate on the earth. Whatever you see in the earth realm has already taken its roots in the realms of the spirit. What you call your future here in the earth realm is actually your now in the realms of the spirit. What you call your tomorrow in the earth realm is actually your now in the realms of the spirit. That is the realm also where faith is. The realms of the spirit is where faith is. The realms of the spirit is the realms of faith. The realms of faith is the realms of the invincible. The realms of the invincible is the realms where we traffic the intangible substance so that it becomes material reality in our lives. I pray for you, whatever will make you not to function in your original calling, which is the realms of the spirit, I delete it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. May your spirit man be strong in the name of Jesus. May you be strong in the realms of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Listen, if as a believer you are not functioning properly in the realms of the spirit, you will struggle to have certain things happen for you in the earth realm. If as a believer you're not functioning in the realms of the spirit the way you ought to, you will struggle with the earth realm. So to subdue realms is the superimposition of your spiritual reality into your earthly reality. It doesn't matter what your current reality is saying. It doesn't matter what your condition is saying. If you master the realms of the spirit, you superimpose the rule of that realm into this natural realm. That is why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they are eternal. So what controls the temporal world, what controls what we see, is from the invincible realm. The invincible realm controls what we see. The realms of the eternal controls what we see. And our Heavenly Father is the controller of all of these realms. Colossians 1 verse 16 tells us, TPT translation, for in Him, in God, was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, realms of government, principality and authority. They all exist. Can you see that? They all exist through Him and for His purpose. He is before all things, and by Him all things exist. Our God, your God, my God, He is the custodian of the realms of the spirit. And the realms of the spirit controls every other realm. That is why, if as a believer you are a victim in that realm, you will suffer heavy consequences in the earth realm. What you look like in the realms of the spirit will be reflected in what you are commanding in the earth realm. What you look like in the realms of the spirit is reflected with what you are commanding in the earth realm. The transportation system designed to transport what is in that realm into this earth realm so that you can reflect what is in that realm in this earth realm, that transportation system is faith. That is why if you cannot control that realm, you cannot walk in that realm, you cannot rule from that realm, it will be difficult for you to reflect anything that is different from what you are in that realm. So that is why you see many believers, they are not reflecting the kingdom, because from the realms of the spirit, which they are supposed to operate by faith, they are not functioning by faith, and as a result, all things that pertains to life and godliness is not made available to them. But I pray for you today, may you function from the realms of faith in the name of Jesus. I say, may you function from the realms of faith in the name of Jesus. Your days of functioning from the earth realm is over in the name of Jesus. So as a believer, you and I are called to subdue. We are called to rule by light by enforcing the virtues of God on this natural realm. Listen, friends, when we rule by light, we subdue realms by bringing the influence of God's kingdom on man. Faith is the weapon given to us to subdue every other realm. Faith is that weapon. Ephesians 6:16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, above everything you have ever known, above everything I taught you these 21 days, he said, take the shield of faith. That is, enter this year with some rugged faith. Enter this year with the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Because this year, the enemy will throw all kinds of fiery darts at you. But the only way you can quench those darts is by the shield of faith. Why? Faith is what is required to subdue realms. I pray for you this morning. As your amen will thunder, I declare, receive grace to take the shield of faith in the name of Jesus. I say, receive grace to take the shield of faith in the name of Jesus. Faith is what is required. Faith is what is required. Listen, in the realms of the spirit, your faith is not known. What is known is your faith. You, in the realms of the spirit, your faith is not known. Your faith beat is irrelevant if your faith beat is not alive. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Amen. Give Jesus praise. In the realms of the spirit, your faith is what is known. Faith is that intangible material that makes the unreal a reality so that men can see it. Hallelujah. So faith is the name of the action you have taken. Faith is the name of the action you have taken. Faith is the name of the action you have over your conviction. The loss of faith is the loss of realms. When faith is lost, destiny is stagnated. When faith is lost, destiny is stagnated. Faith is the trigger that activates the subjugation of all realms. God cannot work in a place until there is a man or woman to operate by faith. God cannot work in your family until you operate by faith. God cannot work in that business until you operate by faith. God cannot, no, after your tears, God can only function by faith, because what moves God is your faith. What moves God is your faith. How do we know? His word, the Bible makes it clear that his words, you know, God's words are filled with faith. God's words are filled with faith. And for you to be able to function the way God wants you to function, you must function by faith, or else you will not be able to rule in the midst of your enemies. And you will not be able to bring God to bear in that situation. Why? Because the only thing that invites your Father is faith. Give Jesus praise one more time. When you study the scriptures very well, you will see that David subdued Goliath by brutal faith. He subdued Goliath by brutal faith. His words were filled with faith. David's words were filled with faith. When you study that scripture, you will see that his words were filled with faith. And what is faith? Faith is a living force drawn out of the living word of God, built on hope, cultivated or rooted in the heart, released via the mouth, and when it is followed with corresponding actions, it produces living or practical proofs. So when you look at David confronting Goliath, you could see faith in action. Number one, he began to rehearse the goodness of God. How God is so good. He reminded the Goliath that he has no covenant with God. You uncircumcised Philistine. He reminded him of who he was and reminded himself of who he is. And on that note, he began to declare, God, you delivered me from a bear. You delivered me from a lion. This one will be the next on the line. He began to declare. And as he declared, he said to Goliath, by the time I'm done with you, I will cut off your head. And when he finished declaring, what did he do? He charged towards him. He didn't declare and ran back. No, he declared and ran towards Goliath. Why? Because when you function by faith, you run towards the challenge. You don't run from the challenge. He ran towards Goliath. He ran towards Goliath. Listen, and he said to Goliath, when I'm done, I will cut off your head. And yet, this man had no sword in his hands. Why? Faith doesn't need to see to believe. Faith believes to see. He had no sword in his hand, but he had already told Goliath, I will cut off your head. That is to say, even before he did it physically, he had already concluded the matter in the realms of the spirit. So in the realms of the spirit, Goliath was already naked. Goliath was already naked. Goliath was already a victim. Goliath had already fallen. What we're just waiting was physical manifestation. My friend, when you rule from the realms of the spirit, it is just a matter of time before the natural world bows at your feet. And he charged towards Goliath. That is why every morning after prayers, rise up and charge towards the marketplace. When I tell you step out in faith, it's not a cliche. It's not a word. No, I want you to step out in after prayers in the morning, step out in faith. Pastor, I don't have a job. Dress up. Step out in faith. Go to offices. Submit your CV. They say they don't want. Tell them. My pastor said there's a job for me here. Does he own the company? Yes. Step out in faith. After prayer, don't pray another one. Don't look for another prayer to join. No, no, no. You have prayed the most important prayer. Step out in faith. Don't finish praying and you start sleeping. He declared words of faith. What did he do? He charged towards Goliath. Why? Because there must be a corresponding action, so that it can produce living proofs. I declare your faith will produce this year in the name of Jesus. I say your faith will deliver results this year in the name of Jesus. So Goliath's sword was made available to him. Why? Because faith spoke. I pray for you again. That which is not there, by your faith, let it become your reality in the name of Jesus. By faith, receive that which is not there that you need in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your praise this morning. When you do not operate by faith, you have willingly surrendered your rights to inheritance. You have lost the grounds. You have lost grounds in all realms. So faith is the life wire of the believer. If you don't live by faith, you have failed in life. Child of God, the believer lives by faith. The believer lives by faith. When faith is in operation, it breaks the law of time. When faith is in operation, it breaks the law of distance, space, and matter. Why? When eternity meets with time, when eternity meets with time, time loses relevance. Matter evaporates. When eternity meets with time, When eternity collides with time, time loses relevance. Matter evaporates when eternity meets with time. Are you understanding me, friends? Anytime eternity meets with time, and anytime faith is in operation, eternity has been activated. Faith is the activation of eternity, because faith is not in the realms of humans. Are you understanding me now? So that is where you see arrival. When faith is activated, time, distance, matter is suspended. That is where you see arrival without a journey. You see attainment without sweat, job without interviews, marriage without dating. You know, he must date me for 20 years. My sister, are you a dating site? You know, we need to get to know each other. Nalayo, you will know each other in marriage. Can I tell you the secret? Can I tell you for free? We're not doing marriage counseling, but for free. After marrying now for going to 21 years, I can tell you this for free. Listen, there are things you will never know about him until you marry him. You will never know if he takes a bath until you marry him. For free. Now his dating time is just he's showering properly. Marry him. You will know. Just marry him first. That's where you see if he washes his socks or not. And the other one, I won't say. Give Jesus praise. Amen. This year, you are marrying by force. All the ladies, all the men. Every bachelor on, you see, men's breakfast, every bachelor that will arrive, I'm laying hands on you. I'm anointing you this year. You must marry. You have become a manchello. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Amen. When faith is activated, marriage without dating, husband without struggle, opportunities without human connections. The book of Galatians 3:5 tells us, Galatians chapter 3 verse 5 tells us that the person who got manifestation and saw miracle experienced those things. How did they experience it? Was it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It says by the hearing of faith. So every manifestation is sponsored by faith. Every miracle is created by faith. Everything that is released in the realms of the spirit. And when it is released in the realms of the spirit, it is authenticated by faith. When faith is released, time is compressed. When you release your faith, time is compressed. That is why a prophet stood in 2 Kings chapter 7. He stood, and when there was economic crisis, when there was severe famine, he stood and declared, by this time tomorrow, the economic situation of the nation will completely transform. There will be surplus in the land. And the minister of finance looked at him, who was not functioning in the realms that the man was functioning, and he dared God. And he said, even if God opens the windows of heaven, it can never happen. I don't know who you are. I declare, I stand here as a sent one of God. I prophesy 24-hour miracle. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, your story turns around in the name of Jesus. Your story changes in the name of Jesus. And the prophet responded and said, you shall see it, but you will not partake of it. But that will not be your story. You will see and partake in the name of Jesus. So friends, faith has no respect for economic policy. Faith has no respect for economic analysis. Faith honors anyone who honors him. In Isaiah 38, another prophet named Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, went to a king and said to him, prepare, you are going to die. Prepare. God said, I should tell you, you are going to die. Hezekiah didn't turn to the prophet because he knew that the prophet was just a court clerk that was sent to deliver message. He turned and faced the world, went back to the courts of heaven, where his case was decided upon. He appealed his case, and the judge of all spirits heard him and sent back the same court clerk. Say, go back and deliver the message. Go back, come back, go back. And he arrived, he said, you know, they have sent me back to tell you that you will no longer die. The man said, how will I know that you're saying the truth? We say, okay, what do you want me to do? Should I fast forward time or reduce time? He said, if you fast forward time, it will not favor me, reduce time. And the man stood by faith, lifted up his voice by the operations of faith. He took the sundial, rewind it, and night became day. I rewind whatever it is that has gone beyond your reach. I pull it back to your vicinity in the name of Jesus. I pull it back to within your reach in the name of Jesus. He rewinded it and brought it back. And the man got some years. Listen, why? A man committed God to validate the authenticity of his word. Faith commits God. As you release your faith in this season, I pray for you. Every prophetic word that is hanging over your head, it becomes a reality in the name of Jesus. I say it becomes your reality in the name of Jesus. In Numbers chapter 17, when there was unnecessary argument with who God has called and didn't call, God said to Moses, bring all the 12 tribes. Ask them, the head of the tribe, to bring one stick each. Leave it in the room overnight. The next day, we will know who God called. And the next day, the rod of Aaron budded, blossomed, and produced fruits. Produced almond fruits. It takes a seed. Listen, science has proven that it takes a seed 14 days to germinate. But this stick did not only germinate, it brought out flowers, produced fruits in under 12 hours. I declare right now, wherever they have said it will take time, I prophesy it will happen for you instanta in the name of Jesus. By the operations of faith, I declare your manifestation will take no time in the name of Jesus. It will happen for you with no time in the name of Jesus. It may have taken others time, but as for you, by the operations of faith, it will take no time in the name of Jesus. I say it will take no time in the name of Jesus. What took others years to receive, I pray for you today, in weeks, in months, in days, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise this morning. Faith is stepping out of the natural so that the natural can give way to the supernatural. My friend, you have lived in the natural for too long. Enough of the natural. In the book of Mark chapter 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree and it dried up from the roots. It is proven that it takes few weeks to several months for a tree to dry up. But by the operations of faith, the tree Jesus cursed took few hours to dry up. Faith went into the spirit realm, dried up the tree. The tree had no choice but to submit to the realms of the spirit. Faith took the life of the tree from its roots. Faith is stepping out of the natural until the natural gives way to the supernatural. Faith, whatever it is that I've held you down, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I release my faith on your behalf. I break that hold over your life in the name of Jesus. That hold of unemployment, I declare, be employed in the name of Jesus. I open up opportunities of employment for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Faith is also how God sees you and how God calls you. God met a young man named Gideon in Judges chapter 6, when you read verse 12. And he called him mighty man of valor. Even though there was nothing mighty about this boy in the natural. When God met Abraham, he called him father of many nations, even though he was sterile. God never calls you. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. God never calls you according to your condition. He calls you according to your potential. He will never call you according to your condition. He will never. Because he is our father who calleth those things that be not as though they were. He knows you are weak. Why rehearse what he already knows? So he calls strength. Who calls light out of darkness? You didn't hear me. He didn't create light. He looked at the same darkness and he pulled light out. He looks at the same weak you and pulls strength out of you. Calls light out of darkness. Hayina morose. God never calls according to condition. He calls according to potential. What is potential? Potential is all that you can be that you have not become yet. It is all that you can do that you have not done yet. It is all that you can have you haven't had yet. So understand that before God brings you to start anything, he has already finished it. Before he brings you to start anything, he has already concluded. I pray for you this morning as your amen will thunder. The blessing that God has for you will find expression in the name of Jesus. I declare to you, God has called you blessed. You can never be cursed in the name of Jesus. God has called you healthy. You cannot be sick another day again in your life in the name of Jesus. God has called you lifted. I pray for you. You are not going under this year in the name of Jesus. I say you are not going under this year in the name of Jesus. God has called you prosperous. You can never be put to shame in the name of Jesus. So faith is seeing how God called you. Seeing how God saw you. Stop believing what the devil and men call you. They don't have the final authority. Whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. His report says you are strong. His report says you are healed. His report says you are prosperous. His report says you are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. His report says you are delivered. His report says you are blessed and highly favored. Whose report will you believe? Let all men be a liar. Let God alone be true. Give Jesus praise. They say you cannot be married because you have 3 children, 4 children, 5 children. Whose report is that? Where is it written in scriptures that a woman who will have 3 children cannot be married? Show it to me, then I will believe it. If marriage is what you're desiring, my sister, receive it in the name of Jesus. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? The problem is you have been meeting boys. When you meet a man, daughter. You meet a man. Okay, you're laughing. You've been having boyfriends.
When you mean ma, Sean, ma, Luke suggests I'm marrying you. Take me to your family immediately. But I have three. Take me to your. I marry you. Marry your children. The man pays. Lobola pays for the children, so that the children can answer his name. Give Jesus praise. Whose reports will you believe? They told you there is a generational curse in your family that you can't be blessed. No. Is that what God said? Let me show you what God said. What did God call you? Romans 8, 29, 31. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, he justified. Them he justified, he glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God, if the Oyinkosi, Amakosi be for us, who can be against us? Who he foreknew, he had a foreknowledge of you, and by that foreknowledge, he prepared a destiny for you. He prepared a destination. He predestinated. He prepared a destination. After preparing that destination, he came out and justified you. I said, you qualify. You qualify to be at this level. So when men come with disqualifying things, he said, no. I have justified this one. This one is justified. This one is just. They say you are not the type God blesses. I came to declare by the finished work of Jesus on the cross, you are blessed. You are lifted. You are prosperous. In the name of Jesus, he had a foreknowledge of you. By that foreknowledge, not by the foreknowledge of your friends, not by the foreknowledge of your family members, by his own foreknowledge, he prepared a destination. And he called you. He did it. My time. He prepared a destination and called you. Say, come. Say, Kabelo, come. 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 Okay, come, come. He said, come, come. He said, come. There's something I prepared for you. He said, come. By my foreknowledge, prepared destination, he said, come. And when he brought him, he called him, he justified him, decorated him, clothed him. So when anybody's trying to disqualify him, they cannot. Because the justification is not by Cabello's blood. Justification is by the blood of Jesus. The blood of the new and eternal covenant. The blood that speaks better things than that of righteous Abel. And by that blood, he now said, I'm not just, you are not glorified. He now said, they start arguing. He now said, no. Colossians 1, 12 to 14. Giving thanks. He said, Cabello, keep giving thanks. Because now I've made you meet to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. That I have delivered you from the powers of darkness. I have translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom? Now you have redemption. You have redemption. You are the redeemed of the Lord. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give Jesus praise this morning. Thanks, King Bash. So now you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the redeemed. Whom he justified? He drew redemption by his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. He said, I'm not done with you yet. Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Christ, Christos, the anointed one and his anointing has delivered us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. It is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me, who was formerly a Gentile through Jesus Christ, that I might receive the promise of the Spirit. How does it come? By faith. Give the Lord your praise this morning. If you can rehearse what God sees and says about you, what God says about you will manifest. Why? Because faith is working in what God sees and says about you. When faith is dead, you will have no place in the realms of God. Why? Because faith enables you to connect to the realms of God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is a reward of them that diligently seek him. He that comes to the immortal spirit, he that comes to the deity called the Almighty God, must believe that he is. That is a rewarder of those who come with a diligent heart. Faith is that requirement that enables you to connect to the realms of God. Your days of failure are over. I said they are over forever. I declare increase in your hands in the name of Jesus. Favor on your head in the name of Jesus. Testimonies upon your life in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, in the name of our Lord Jesus, by the operations of faith, let this month of February be a month of great victory for you in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise this morning. Let's go. Let's rise on our feet.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.